Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know. I'm excited, too. I know. Settle down. Settle down. We're going to give her plenty of time to talk. Don't worry. This second generation leadership over at Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication. Print, by the way, as well as electronic, and their annuals, their Bottom Line Health Breakthroughs, and their Bottom Line Yearbook, and the women's book, and the soon-to-be-out men's book, who knows. She's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back.
Thank you. I always love being here.
We love having you on the show. Okay, so I love this one topic that's in your Bottom Line Personal, one of the new editions, I guess your newest edition. About
October 1st.
Yeah, about saving money, why people can't save. Somebody actually has done the research on this. Tell us about it.
Well, so it's really interesting. Cornell researchers did a study trying to understand, and this is a lab study, right? So, but they're trying to
look at why lab rats can't save. Is that what?
Exactly. It was a simulated video game study to try and understand the way our brains light up and the way we respond into saving versus earning. And what they found is that our brains are more focused on and more responsive to the concept of earning more rather than saving. So that our brains lit up when they were given tasks, the earning tasks lit up the brain.
Wow.
But more than the saving tasks, so that our brains are now structured to earn.
I wonder how much of that could be could have evolved over the last 100 years. I mean, I wonder if you could have given
that.
Well,
it's funny. I thought about that a lot.
If you could have given that test to my grandmother, who was born in 1896, if you could have given that to her when she was, say, 50 years old, I wonder if that would have been different in those days.
Well, it's interesting actually, because I thought about that a lot, because I'm always very skeptical of lab research, because it's manipulated. It's not real world, right?
Yeah.
And that they were focusing on, don't forget, the savings rate, especially for retirees, is abysmal, right?
Yeah.
Average retirement savings.
Well, it's because of the interest rate.
I mean no,
we've got environmental situation. That's my point.
Right.
I wonder if.
So,
go ahead.
I don't think so. I think it's evolutionary.
Huh.
Because personally, as animals, right? Because what do we need to do? We need to constantly be looking for more. For survival,
right,
you need to be gaining more. You need to be hunting more animals. You need to be gathering more,
mm-hmm,
more leads. As earners, we're focused on earning more, doing more, gathering more. Versus if you did a squirrel's brain, it would be different, right?
The way it manifests
squirrels
with me,
and bears.
The way it manifests with me, and I've said this on the show many times before, I'm the worst saver in the world. I'm a horrible saver. Do not count on me to save for my retirement. But I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker.
Because you're an earner. You're focused on earning.
Yeah, that's my point.
Cornell researchers,
but earning for
right.
me, in terms of the saving part, not my regular job
right.
part, in terms of saving, to me, earning is doing without to make a payment on a piece of commercial property. That's what I call saving.
So you're reinvesting, right? So that's different. So, but they're saying, though, that the good news is that they say that you can retrain your brain, and that if you start I'll call it behavioral modification 101, take a dollar a week and stick it in a piggy bank, right? Just start working your brain in a little bit of a different way to build that muscle. It doesn't mean to become savers over earners, but can you start to think in those terms? We haven't really trained in the last 50 years since the onset of credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card debt, Nobody has, you know, you don't have to have layaway anymore. People don't have to wait. We have immediate gratification.
Right.
We can get whatever we want. We
also,
go into debt like
I'll tell you
crazy.
Something else. Inflation in the 70s, the reason I asked the question about that earlier, inflation in the 70s, I think, really changed the way our generation thought about saving, about investing, because the inflation was so high. Why would I save money when it's going to, you know, I might as well go ahead, as you said, put it on a credit card, and it's going to be double, it's going to be up 20% in a year. Well, why would I wait?
Well, I'd go the other way, actually. Frankly, that was I was coming of age, of financial age, in the 70s. So I was, you know, a teen, and that was my first experience, because I was working, going to the bank, putting my money in the bank in my passbook account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm earning 10, 15, 17%.
Oh, back in the,
holy
moly, interest was
this
high.
Saving thing is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it really got me going.
Well, that,
now,
that's
interestingly,
right.
The millennials now, they don't spend at all. They've grown up in the shadow of 9/11, in the shadow of the crash of 2007, mm-hmm. 2008, 2009. And they're incredible. They're much better savers.
Yeah, interesting.
Maybe it is
environmental and not so much primal. Hold on to that thought. We're
going
to talk about
both.
Family businesses when we come back. Somebody who knows a lot about that, Sarah Heiner. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.